Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. My name is Mikey G, and it's Monday, January 27th. The Tesla Cybertruck prototype was spotted around Los Angeles being driven by none other than Jay Leno and Elon Musk. The vehicle is seen driving down Crenshaw in Los Angeles, where several people took to social media to showcase their findings. While recording the truck with her phone, Instagram user Gorgeous Erica expressed her surprise.
This is the craziest. Look at this. Look how crazy this looks.
Jay Leno has often received exclusive content from Tesla to feature prototypes in the past, such as Tesla's next generation Roadster. And while we're on the subject, the Tesla semi-truck prototype has been spotted being transported on a trailer in California yesterday, and it appears it has joined the Cybertruck in Los Angeles. It is possible the Tesla semi will also be shown in the episode of Jay Leno's Garage. Or, as noted earlier this month, Tesla released a new update on the test program of the semi-truck saying, quote, gearing up for several weeks of winter testing to validate the truck's performance in cold weather and low traction conditions. Elon Musk took to Twitter to clear the air on protests surrounding Tesla's Gigafactory Berlin. The factory has been criticized for deforestation, displacement of endangered species nesting grounds, and the planning documents that list 372 cubic meters of water necessary to be taken from public drinking water network per hour. In a tweet, Musk stated, quote, sounds like we need to clear up a few things. Tesla won't use this much net water on a daily basis. It's possibly a rare peak usage case, but not an everyday event, close quote. In another tweet, he said, quote, also, this is not a natural forest. It was planted for use as cardboard, close quote. Musk, however, did not comment on the removal of World War II bombs and munitions from the site. In a deep dive into the world of makers and DIY, Electrek's own Jameson Dow has compiled homemade Cybertruck builds of any size from around the world. Ranging from Lego size, kid cars, golf carts, and plenty of full-size options, the article includes entrants from USA, China, Germany, Russia, and even Canada. Although my favorite video was the Russian rebuild costing 80 rubles, the Chinese video gains authenticity point when it ends with the cameraman hurling a rock at the window. We encourage listeners to check out the article, which includes 10 videos. Karma Automotive, formerly known as Fisker, is working on their own electric pickup truck in order to compete with Tesla and Rivian. Bloomberg reports, quote, Karma plans to base the pickup off a new all-wheel drive platform that will go into production at its factory in Southern California, according to Kevin Polov, who became the chief operations officer this month. This week, the American auto industry has made a symbolic leap forward in its electric vehicle future. General Motors' Detroit Hammertrack plant, where 4 million vehicles have been built over the last 35 years, will change and now produce nothing but pure battery electric models. Mark Roos, GM president, said there will be, quote, multiple electric truck variants built at Detroit Hammertrack over the next few years. The upcoming Rivian R1T pickup and R1S SUV will be cheaper than previously expected. The R1T was originally announced with a $69,000 base price and the SUV at $72,000. Reuters reported that Rivian CEO RJ Scaringe said the $69,000 price will actually be for a, quote, mid-range pickup with glass sky panel, close quote, and a range of about 300 miles. Unfortunately, we do not yet know the adjusted base price for the Rivian R1T and R1S. It seems likely that Cybertruck's exceptionally low entry price has influenced this change. With that said, Tesla vehicles sold in the United States do not have access to a federal tax credit, which gives Rivian a $7,500 leg up against the Cybertruck. In Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the Florida legislature is in session and considering several environmental bills, including the reduction of water pollution, recycling, and the installment of solar panels for schools. Melrose, Massachusetts won the 2019 Innovation Award from the Department of Energy program SolSmart. SolSmart is a program that recognizes cities, counties, and regional organizations for making it faster, easier, and more affordable to go solar. And Melrose won the award because it chose to expand beyond the residential market to nonprofits, places of worship, and small businesses, all by the end of 2019. Cologne, Germany orders 53 new electric buses and are scheduled to be delivered by the last quarter of 2020. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Zero Motorcycles announces the SR-S, a new electric motorcycle coming next month. The name suggests that it's built off the SR/F platform, and the S in the SR-S could lend itself towards a street-oriented designation. The teaser images show the motorcycle in urban imagery with bridges and a metropolitan skyline. And lastly, Super 73 unveils 2,000 watts and a 75-mile full suspension electric mini bike. Occupying an ever-growing space within the electric bike market with an elongated seat and motorcycle styling, the bike is sold with the motor stated at 750 watts of power, although users can, on private property, operate the bike around 1,200 watts and over 28 miles an hour. The new bike is one of the first production e-bikes to use the new 21700 size battery cells, making a total pack of 960 watt-hours. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. My name is Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.